Nevada at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and we have a good friend of Heidi Hollis, one of our favorite people here, Bonnie Meyer from Wisconsin. It's a good time to come to Laughlin right now.
Oh, yes, it's a little warmer here than it is back in Wisconsin, and no snow.
now, you've got an interesting card. Your card says you're a UFO researcher, correct?
Right.
And you have an interesting website. It's called
The Light Side.
The Light Side, LIGHTSIDE.
Right.
.org. And we have a link to that as well. And you got this fellow that looks like a bird. I don't know how else to describe it on your card, and you actually had an encounter with him.
Yes, I went on board a large craft about 250 miles outside the atmosphere, and I met this fellow, and he was over 7 feet tall, blue in color, long neck. He was covered with kind of like a down on his
body.
it looks like
a duck, a baby duckling.
No.
Yeah.
He has a beak and he has brown feet.
Did he speak regularly, or was it by telepathy or what?
It was a little bit of both.
Okay.
But he told me that the biggest thing I had to learn was that they didn't all look like
little grays.
Little grays and blonde hair, blue eye beings.
And so who else was on the ship? Are there different types of ETs?
Yes, at that time I saw about 16 different types of beings on board. Yes, there was some type of meeting going on of different species.
And so they were having a board meeting, so to speak.
Yes, and they invited me to join them, and they offered me a drink.
And what did you drink?
Well, I don't know what it was.
What did it taste like?
It was blue in color, and it looked like Jell-O, just as it was starting to set up. In other words, it was thick liquid, and I got to kind of roll it around the glass because I thought this is very funny. Kind of roll it up to the edge, and it doesn't fall out.
It didn't spill, huh?
No, it didn't taste like anything. I don't know what it was, but...
You mean it had no taste?
There was no taste to it at all.
But did everybody else look like they enjoyed the drink, or were they having different things?
I almost think it was more like a water to us. Yeah, I don't think it was alcoholic.
Or not even a soft drink. It was
No, there was no bubbles in it or anything.
Okay. So what happened at this meeting? I mean, could you understand what was going on?
They were talking about the planet and what their plans were.
You're talking about our planet.
Our planet, that they were here keeping an eye on it, that things are going to get a little rough here on the planet, and that they were here to make sure that we survived.
Now, when they said that things were going to get a little rough, did you get that idea it was natural or man-made, this roughness?
It's natural, but they're afraid that we are going to make it worse with atomic weapons and hydrogen bombs. It could cause the planet to move and flip greater, which would cause a lot of
problems. In other words, you're probably something like a polar shift or something.
Yes, something like that. And they said that, you know, if we want to destroy ourselves, they won't interfere with us, but they would like us to not do that. But they also said they wouldn't allow us to destroy the planet because that would affect them in space.
Did they explain, there have obviously been planets that have exploded before. We have an asteroid belt.
Yes.
Did they explain to you if this was imminent or it was going to happen soon, or did you get a feeling?
They say they don't like to put timelines in because we affect it so much. If we would become more loving and compassionate and kinder people, we could even stop it.
Well, I'd like to say that seems like it'll be possible, but it doesn't seem like we're going in that direction.
I think we're going downhill.
Me too. As far as I could tell.
Right.
How did you get to the ship? I mean, what was the circumstances behind this?
Okay, I was in my house and I wasn't sleeping, and three beings came into the house. And
now ABC's going to be disappointed in you.
And they invited me to go with them, and it wasn't an abduction. I've never been abducted. They always
invite
my choice.
Uh-huh.
I've said no, and they've left me alone. And so I decided, well, I'm going to go, you know. And across the road from our house is a big open field.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the major highway that runs through our state, north and south, which is Highway 41. And between the road and the highway, there was this big ship sitting there about 30 feet in diameter. And I'm thinking in my mind, why are these people going up and down the highway and they don't see this ship? Why don't they see it? And in my mind, they said, we have a cloaking device on. And if we don't want people to see the ships, they won't see them. So I got in the ship and we went. It seemed like just seconds to me that we went to this bigger ship, and there was an opening on the bottom, which we went through. And it looked like our boat marinas. There was like docks for the ships docked at.
Inside.
Inside, and there was many levels. The large ships stayed at the bottom, and the smaller ships went to the top.
This was a huge mothership then.
About the size of Chicago.
That's huge.
It was so big that you kind of rode around on something that was on air.
You mean a vehicle of some sort?
Yes, you just kind of climbed in and it just glided.
Was it like a two-person cart or?
No, kind of almost like the jet skis.
Okay.
You know, mostly one person. Two people could get on it easily. But where they took me, it was just down the hall, and the lights seemed to come from the ceiling and the walls. Could not see any lights.
You didn't see a light bulb.
Didn't see any, you know, fixtures in the ceiling.
Probably no shadows even.
No. And it smelled very beautiful. That's the only thing I can say.
It's a pleasant smell, huh?
Very pleasant.
Not perfumey, just nice.
No, just nice.
Like fresh air or something?
I don't know. I've had surgery and I've had to have oxygen afterwards, and
uh-huh.
It was kind of like that.
Okay.
It was just a very easy, pleasant to breathe.
So did you find out in this visit where they're from? I mean, obviously, if you had some kind of meeting, there's probably more than one destination.
Right. There was actually 16 different.
Yes. Uh huh.
On this one ship, but the ones who actually work on the ship are from many different areas. And they have been here for approximately 72 years.
72?
72 years. And the fellow who, this big blue.
Now the captain or whatever he is.
He's over 700 years old.
And did he tell you where he hails from?
No. But okay. I also met another gal, and she's from Zurich, which is in the Dipper,
uh-huh.
The Dipper, and about at 10 o'clock.
And now, what did this lady look like?
Well, she could pass for an Earthling any day.
Really?
Yes. Blonde. She wore a page boy about short shoulder length. And she was just very calm, and she is a shuttle.
All of these, she's a shuttle pilot or something?
She's a shuttle pilot.
Uh-huh.
She takes people back and forth.
Now, do all of these different types of beings seem to get along well with each other?
Well, they get along, but as they explained to me, sometimes they have disagreements and the voices are raised. But they work out their differences. They don't resort to violence we do.
Right, they don't meet each other outside the cabin door. 72 years they've been observing.
Yes, which would mean about 1938, and I always say, wow, wasn't that about the time that the planet was starting to get in trouble for a second time?
Yes, it was.
So.
And how long? When was this? Encounter you had how long ago?
This one was approximately 1980.
Okay.
And, but in 1976, I had my first encounter.
And was it similar, or what was it like?
No, this was, I was on a country road with another person. A ship came down and hovered over the road. And a stairway came from the bottom. And the alien came down. I couldn't see his face. He had like a black helmet on. And he kind of waved to me to come. And I'm standing outside the car, hanging onto the door, crying. And I'm saying, I don't think I want to go. And they started to leave. And I thought to myself,
you're a woman. You changed your mind.
and I'm saying to myself, this is plain stupid.
Yeah.
Why aren't you going? And the next thing I knew, I was inside the craft. And they let me look around.
Was this craft similar to the other crafts, or have you been in different types?
Oh, I've been in quite a few at different times. And this is ongoing. It's still happening.
What's the last time you took a ride in a spaceship?
Oh, it was a couple weeks ago.
That recently?
Yes.
I thought you were going to tell me you got here and went, no.
No. I wish.
Yeah, yeah. Because
sure
you travel, and it also would be faster, I understand.
Yes, yes.
A couple of weeks ago, where did you go?
I went to another ship up there, and I was introduced to a different type of alien. And he had never been on the planet, so I said, why don't you come back with me?
Okay, so you took him back.
I brought him back to my house.
Uh-huh.
And he was in the house. And
so what did he think?
He kind of looked like an anteater with a long, long snout, very short legs, round. And he just looked around and left. And I woke up the next morning and I'm thinking, did that really happen or did I dream it? Did I dream this whole thing? And I got up out of bed and I looked on my bedroom floor and there's popcorn. And there's no popcorn in our house. I can't eat it and I won't allow my husband to have any in the house because I'd want to eat it. And here's a pile of popcorn. I thought, oh, I guess maybe it really did happen.
He was eating popcorn?
Yep.
He was eating popcorn, and did he have a soda with him too?
I didn't see a soda. But I think it was just a way of letting me know that yes, it really did happen.
Was your husband aware any of this happened?
No.
What's hubby think about all this?
He says, well, go and enjoy yourself. I don't want to hear all your stories. You can tell me a little bit, but then he says, oh, that's enough.
Yeah.
I don't hear anymore.
You can only take so much at a time. What's the overall? We're going to have to let you go in a minute. Our time's running out, and you want to go see the movie too.
Yes.
What's your overall theory about all this? First of all, why were you selected? And second of all, what are they up to?
Well, I think they're here to help us for one thing. And I think that it was my choice before I came here to be a contactee. And they want me to
like in a previous life.
Right, right.
So do you feel in a previous life you were extraterrestrial?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have any idea where you were from?
I believe I was from a planet, Sirik.
Okay. Well, you saw the person that looked fairly normal.
Right.
Well, you have short hair, too. Maybe that's a trait.
Maybe, yeah. But they don't get gray.
They don't?
I haven't seen anyone gray. Either they color them
Do they age?
They age, but much slower than we do.
Uh-huh.
Because they have longer lifespans. So the woman that I call Mon, she looks at Mon, M-O-N-N.
Okay.
I call her that because sometimes I think she likes to mother us.
Yeah.
She looks to be about 23 or 24, but she says she's much older than that. She's considered a young person.
So most of the entities you run across actually have long lifespans, longer than
ours.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, and they say that that's due to the negativity on the planet. And if the shift should occur, that should expand their lifetime. And I would like to be around to see it.
Well, I may, if the, you know, the polar shift occurs, Wisconsin may be, you know, I have a climate like Hawaii, so you...
I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful because I don't like cold weather.
Well, you're in the wrong state. I hate to tell you this. I guess you figured that out. Hey, thanks very much for being with us.
Okay, and thank you for
having me. I've enjoyed it, and we'll have a link on our website to not only this interview 24/7, but to your website as well.
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
Have you written a book or anything?
One is in the process.
Great. Well, let us know when it's ready to go, and we'll plug it.
Okay.
But you got to come back and be on the show first.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Go enjoy the movie.
Thank you.
This is Jerry Pippin. You're listening to the UFO Files.